Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. I want to start by saying to our Muslim friends, I know some of them are listening, not only the Quran recorded that Jesus lived a life without committing one single sin, but also, I was doing research during writing my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, and I read significant words by Al-Baydawi. Al-Baydawi is one of the greatest Muslim scholars, theologian ever lived, and his books almost in every mosque all over the world. Al-Baydawi wrote, "For by his words, by Jesus' words, religion lives, the human soul lives eternally, and people are cleansed from sin." Wow! Remember, last program, I shared about Jesus demonstrating his authority to forgive sins, and I quoted Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. Jesus forgave the woman who were caught in the act of adultery, and the Quran records that Jesus lived a sinless life. And now Al-Baydawi, one of the greatest Muslim theologians, saying about Jesus, by his words, religion lives, the human soul lives eternally, and people are cleansed from sin. My Muslim friend, Jesus is not only sinless, but also cleanses others from their sins. That's why we as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we live without a guilty conscience. That's why Jesus came to earth. Throughout the Bible, and I encourage you to read the New Testament, because you will know that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross cleanses us from our sins. And I can quote to you in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, which means if we walk without keeping a sin in our heart, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Okay. My Christian audience, Muslim believers believe that they should be ritually pure and clean. They wash with clean water before they pray. If they can't find clean water, they can use sand. And if sand is not available, the Muslim person can reach out and touch a clean object to establish the intention that he be purified. My dear Muslim friend, clean water can clean only your physical body. But consider the transformation that happens when you reach out in a spiritual sense and believe upon the only pure person, Jesus. At that moment, you place your trust in him and receive him in your heart as your Savior. Your Savior means the one who sacrificed himself to pay the penalty for your sins. When you believe that, Jesus' righteousness, purity, will be applied and credited to you, and you will be worthy to stand and kneel before God Almighty. Okay, and the statement of Al-Baydawi, you can read it in his commentary on the Quran, Surah 5, verse 110. Before I run out of time, I want to share with you a very interesting divine appointment God gave me in my trip in Virginia and Washington, D.C. I woke up early, 3 a.m., to be picked up by Super Shuttle 3:45 a.m. to take me to the airport to catch an early flight. I changed aeroplane in Houston. In the aeroplane, I felt so tired. I wanted to get some sleep because I only had 3 hours of sleep the night before. That happens to me often. I also needed to review some materials and lectures to prepare more for some of my speaking engagements in Virginia, including meetings with Muslims. I had an aisle seat, the right row next to me on my flight, on the right side, sitting an old man trying unsuccessfully to watch a movie on the screen in front of him, but didn't know how to use the United Airlines system. So he wasn't able to watch it, and he was trying to get my help and advice, and I was saying to myself and to God, I'm an Egyptian. Technicality computer is not one of my gifts. So quickly I told him that I can't help you. Every 10 minutes or so, the old man tried to start a conversation with me, and he interrupted my reading and my thoughts. I tried to avoid talking with him every time. He tried to talk. He was so bored, obviously. He kept looking at me and tried to talk again. I considered him a distraction. I was so focused on myself. After a couple of hours of hardening my heart and discouraging him from pursuing a conversation with me, I started developing good feelings toward him. That must have been God, because I was determined to be self-centered. I wanted to enjoy peace of mind and prepare to be more effective in my meetings. I had a couple of meetings with Muslims in Virginia. I decided that if he tried to approach me again or even looked at me, I will be nice with him. I kind of like felt guilty. And he did, and I was nice. I enjoyed more joy in my heart. I know that I did something that pleased God, the Holy Spirit. So I forgot about myself and the agenda, and I gave him my full attention for a few minutes. One thing led to another. I gave him my Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend book. He started reading it and expressed about his excitement. I was so happy that God made me useful. Then a young man sitting on his right side left his seat to try to use the bathroom. I noticed that he was dark. In his way back to his seat, I greeted him, Salam Aleikum. Peace be upon you. He smiled at me and greeted me back. I said, let me guess, you are from the Middle East. He replied, yes, I am. After a couple of minutes of small talk, I asked him, are you a Muslim? And he said, yes, I am. I told him, do you like reading? He said, sure, I love reading. I'm studying political science. And I pointed to the old man reading my book, and I told him, I wrote a book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which my friend reading right now, and I pointed to the book. Do you like to read my book? And he said, of course I would like. What's your book about? I told him it compared the differences and common ground between Islam and Christianity and talks about God's love for you. And he said, I would love to read it, but I don't have cash. I told him, well, my publisher sell it for $16.99, but if you like to read it, I get a discount price from the publisher. I will give you a copy. So he started reading it, and then the airplane landed. I was getting out of the airplane, walking very slowly because I had a car accident, 2 surgeries on my right foot, and he walked slowly with me. He said, my name is Fahd Al-Muteri. I said, nice to meet you. He asked me, have you heard about Al-Muteri family? I replied, no, I never had the honor. He said, Al-Muteri family is one of the most influential family in the Middle East. And I'm studying political science in Houston, Texas, so I can go back to have a prominent position. Fahd and I talked a little bit, and I told him, that's wonderful. Then now I know that we're going to get paid for the book. And we left, and we departed. Everyone went his own way. I rejoiced that God in his grace did not allow me to be so self-centered and to be absorbed in myself and my agenda. And he gave me a wonderful divine appointment.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. I want you to pray with me that God will continue working in Fahd, his name is Fahd, F-A-H-D, Al-Mutiri, in his life. God continue to work and through his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God worked through Al-Mutiri family. God worked through Fahd and Al-Mutiri family. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.